Here I would like to introduce you to some less obvious principles of the yes and no exercise. Integrating these principles into your movement, you can accelerate with greater ease, be more relaxed, and your heart may become happier. In the video to the basics of yes and no, I introduced you to many aspects of this exercise. We practice paying attention to as many aspects as possible whilst remaining as relaxed as possible. Then you remain centered and the exercise can unfold its positive effect. As you know from my other videos, we have the possibility of connecting our arms to the upper system, to allow them to rise and fall weightlessly, and to allow our movement to come about from there. I can perceive into the arms in such a manner that it unintentionally pulls me backwards. And I can adjust myself willfully in such a manner that the stream above pulls me forwards. If you manage that, then you have the possibility to guide the whole yes-no movement from there. In order to do this, we now modify the wing movement. To start off with, I describe the process in a relatively material manner. Lift the arms up and connect the hands with the upper system. And bring the wings down intentionally with some force in the upper arm. Draw the arms down towards the body to the level of the diaphragm. Draw the wings down in such a manner that it works all the way down into the belly and further into the legs. Make the wing movement and simultaneously feel into the leg. The leg may feel activated by the link, by the wing movement, and practically make the curve by itself. Take care not to connect the wing and the leg directly, but that you remain centered in yourself. Stay centered and transmit the activity of the wings into the legs with your body perception. Then you don't have the feeling that you are pulling something down. You rather have the perception that you are pulling something down, but becoming even taller in doing so. You could use the wings to control the reaching out to the left and right. As well as the tempo. As well as the connection to below. Pay attention that you also have to be below, particularly at the point where you have brought the leg forwards. Then you consciously have to separate the leg and the wing movement when the wing goes up again. Otherwise, the leg would move back with the wing, describing a curve. The wing leads forwards. The leg separates itself from that impulse, the wing goes up, and the leg moves back on its own path. Wing and leg movement, separating the leg from the wing. Leg and wing connected, leg and wing separated. You may notice that this manner of moving the legs is joyful, that accelerating, which previously felt so strenuous, is suddenly not a problem anymore. You can remain relaxed, and the legs become faster, the middle stays free, and you are allowed to feel fresh, alive, clear, and awake. When you take a break after doing the exercise, you may very well perceive a strong feeling of enlivenment in the realm of your chest. When you know my videos, then you will know that the wing movements done, including the arms, are preliminary exercises. They are followed by moving the wings without the support of the arms. We also move the legs by using the wings now, but without the support of the arms. That is the ultimate goal. A thought that has received wings and has become movement. Head and foot connected by an enlivened middle.